Addison, come on. You have to tell me something. I lower my voice. Look, Addison, I can't go into the details now, but this is destroying my life. Get serious, bro. Seriously. Remember when Uncle Jack came to the cemetery? Ever since then. Well, you wouldn't believe what's been going on. But it's wrecking my marriage, Addison, and it's driving me nuts. So please, anything you can tell me, I have to know. Well, okay, Misha, okay. You've got a point. Listen. Tell you what, I can maybe tell you one little fact, but that's gotta be it, bro. Seriously. This is like a sacred trust. I know, Addison, I know. And I respect that. My brother's silence bespeaks a certain suspicion, and why not? I am lying through my teeth. Addison continues to make me wait. I sense something else, too. My brother is afraid. I only wish I knew what of. At last he deigns to speak. One fact, Misha, that's all. Please don't ask me to tell you any more, because I won't. One fact, I understand. Okay. Listen, when Colin Scott was at Shepherd Street that night, yeah, Sally is right, I heard the whole thing, every word. My brother lets out a long sigh. Sally told you she heard Dad say, there are no rules where a dollar is involved, right? Right. Well, I heard it too, and I was a lot closer. A final pause, perhaps trying to find a way out of this. Evidently, he cannot come up with one. Sally got it wrong, as usual, bro. The word Dad used wasn't dollar. The word was daughter. Click. Dial tone. The largest ego on the faculty is owned not by Dana Worth or LeMaster Carlyle or Mark Hadley. No. It is the sole possession of my oldie neighbor, Ethan Brinkley. Over the years, Ethan has told everybody who will listen about the secret appendices he has stored around his office, photocopies of hundreds of files and reports that he somehow neglected to turn in when he ended his stint on the staff of the Intelligence Committee. Ethan possesses considerable ambition, but no scintilla of either irony or shame. And so it is, on the first afternoon of the spring term, one day after my debilitating conversation with Addison, that I stand in front of Ethan's door right across the dim hallway from mine. Misha! He booms when I step into his office. I have never invited Ethan to address me by my nickname, but he has heard Dana use it and adopted it as his own. A few pleasantries as Ethan waves me to a hard wooden chair. So, Misha, what can I do for you? Ethan asks. I need some information that I think you might have. Misha, you know me. Anything for a buddy. So, with a silent prayer, I voice the name Colin Scott. Rings a bell, Ethan concedes. What about him? I wave my hand toward his painstakingly organized and carefully locked cabinets. I need to know whatever you know about him. He's dead. I know that. I was on the vineyard when it happened. Where are you now? He stands up to head to the cabinet. Colin Scott, he mutters, twirling the combination lock on one of the black metal monstrosities that line the far wall. He makes a show of leafing slowly through the files. Then he straightens up, a thin manila folder in his hand. Gotcha, he says dramatically.